In this podcast, I check the pulse of the collective and bring through a light language transmission to support you. For a more personalized transmission that supports you on your journey, grab my light prescription offer by going to my website, www.moongoddessacademy.com, and just click on light prescription. Welcome, welcome, beloveds. Welcome to this week's Dose of Light. Shara karne tira soru mo koriashia nak arindi te soru moya. You know, this week I am finding myself really looking back at the journey we took in April, because this week April ends and May begins. It's like a transition week. And, you know, April, I feel like there's such powerful energies that converged or came in to support us, to really help us do some deep work. And, you know, we started April immediately in Mercury retrograde. And at the same time, we stepped into eclipse season. The eclipse, you know, like the solar eclipse, I remember was in Scorpio, which was like deep, deep work. You know, we were diving deep into the ocean of our emotions, our emotional bodies. And, you know, a lot of people faced a lot of challenges this month. And hopefully, again, these challenges are invitations. You know, I feel like those who recognize the challenges were able to hopefully, right, say yes to the invitations and actually see where they were being asked to dive deeper into themselves, heal, release, remember, right? And it was such a delicious month. At the same time, there was a lot of work that we did energetically and even physically, depending on where you're being asked. You know, it might have been spiritual work, it might have been physical work, it might have been mental work, it might have been emotional work. So each of us might experience, you know, one of those or a combination of those. It just depends on what our soul path requires us to do so that we can elevate to whatever that next level is for us. So if you had a hard time in April, you weren't alone. A lot of us light workers, we were remembering by letting go of what is not us, letting go of the illusion. I feel like the illusions were being lifted up. You know, one of the things that came in this month for me was Kabbalah, you know, the study of Kabbalah. Kabbalah is basically the ancient study of reprogramming, reprogramming your mind. It's about doing some deep work within the mental body. Remember what I was talking about, the different levels, the mental body, going in there, removing or releasing the illusions, the beliefs, the programmings that hold you back from your fullest potential or your potential being realized in this lifetime. And it is, you know, I took this path work when I was a student in the mystery school, and it was about a year long path work. Each of the paths are about a year or so that you walk in. And Kabbalah was one of the intense. It was also one of the first ones that we stepped in after spiritual alchemy. Spiritual alchemy it's like, if you look at the path work, so you have this circle, you're at the center, and there's this medicine wheel around you. And so to the east is where you find Kabbalah. So you work on the mind, right? The east connects to the mind, our mental body. When you move to the south, you come to shamanism, which is about the physical body. When you move to the west, you move into ritual mastery, which is about the emotional body. And then when you move north, you face the path of the high priest or the high priestess. So really it's about your connection to all things divine, but your own divinity. It's about embracing your own divinity and source of all that. It is beautiful path work, you know, and at the center, that is you. That's where spiritual alchemy is. The awakening is basically the awakening. So when someone comes into the mystery school, they first enter in through the doors of spiritual alchemy, where they get to awaken up, and the initiations on that path is just incredible. So from there, you go to the east and you do your mind work, because if you don't have your mind right, if you have these programmings and limitations, things that people have told you as the truth, but it's not even your truth, and they're playing in the background like a old cassette player, and here's the thing, that the things, the beliefs, the programmings that we have stored in our subconsciousness, our subconscious mind, that is what is creating our reality. And so when you get to recognize what is not true to you, and you change it and attune it to your truth, which is aligned with your North Star, which is, your heart, and then connecting above and below, right? You're the center pillar. Nobody can tell you who you are, because you know who you are. You remember who you are. Again, it's that you've awakened to the truth of who you are on the mental level. You know your truth. You see your truth. You understand the truth. And Kabbalah is that. If you really want to do mindset work, I would say do Kabbalah. Go take a Kabbalah course, like an authentic Kabbalah course, not like, like there's so many things out there now. Like, if you can find an authentic, a good Kabbalah course that you can take, that is where you will really see the mindset work. You're shifting on a very deeper level. You're going back to the core of who you are. I mean, that whole pathwork that I just explained is all coming, is bringing you back to your center. And so the whole walking the path, as you walk the path, you're removing the illusions, you're removing anything that is not you, and you're remembering the truth of who you are, where you came from, where you're going, what you're here, or how are you here to be of service. You answer the most important questions, right? Who am I? What am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going? And how am I here to be of service? These are the questions you ask as an alchemist on the on these pathworks. Powerful. And this month really reminded me of my journey in the mystery school. And that's the thing about studying in a mystery school. A mystery school is basically, think about this, in the olden days, right? That was like the school for royalties, the school for like the geniuses. So it's really specific people that would be allowed to go to these schools. And a mystery school, if you're new to, if this is your first time hearing it, is basically like where you go to study the higher teachings, like Kabbalah, shamanism, ritual mastery, a high priestess, shamanism. This is where you go to learn about the higher teachings, so the what they would call, they'll say the occult mysteries. This is where you would go. And what people, especially nowadays, don't realize is that when you are walking this path, it is opening you up. It's not necessarily like an intellectual thing where you're going to school to learn something and then that's it, you take an exam, that's it. What you learn is actually everything that you're receiving is like codes of light, and it's breaking you open. Like, I can't even like describe the how the journey, each of those journey, how impactful they have been for me and everyone else around me. The women who are in my Goddess Unleashed Academy, they get exposed to this. They get exposed to this mystery. I get to teach them little bits at a time, right? Because it is your awakening. It's about remembering your truth, remembering who you are. And once those codes, once you awaken to that truth, nothing can close your eyes to that truth. Powerful. And so, this is kind of like the medicine I was also, weaving through my transmissions this entire month, awakening to your truth. And at the same time, as you awaken to the truth, you realize that's not me. That is not me. That's not me. Oh, this is me. I want to do more of that. I want to see more of that. I feel like all the energies The astrological energies that converge all came in to help us to remember this truth of who we are at the core. Who we are when we stop people pleasing. Who we are when we stop allowing others or society to tell us who we are and what we should be doing and how we should live our lives. Who we are when we stop following and start leading our own lives. A lot of people are waking up to this, and perhaps you are too. If you're feeling this, you're not alone. That's exactly the timeline that we're in. A lot of people, oh, that's the other thing. This month too, there was a wave of major, one of the biggest awakening on our planet. I feel like there's been waves of awakening where groups of people will awaken at a time. This, the ones that happened with the eclipse and Mercury retrograde and everything else, this month, there was a big, big, big chunk of humanity that I awoke to the truth. And so now it's about the integration and the embodiment. So I'm really excited to see how that unfolds as more people awaken. Here's the thing. As more people awaken to the truth, they begin to seek out these ancient teachings that allow them to continuously be lit up in their truth and connected and anchored in their truth. And the more people seek this out, the more of these ancient teachers become mainstream, which means more, it becomes our norm. Someday we'll get there. And, it still blows my mind that we are born when we come to this planet, we are born with knowing ourselves. Like when you look at a baby, they know, like that divine spark is still there. And it stays there to about like 7 years old when the ego or the personality aspect of the self begin to develop. This is where they begin to see how they interact with the environment and with the community and with others. And from there they get to build their persona. Now, if you were lucky, if you were lucky, then you were surrounded with people who reminded you of your truth, the truth of who you are. And so you built that persona around the truth of who you are. But if you're like a majority of us, we were raised to follow in line with, our family, culture, society, community, like we were taught to be like everybody else. And through that, we began to forget who we are. We began to kind of dampen our divine spark. Now, remember that spark, that light, that divine light does not go away. It does not get like, no, it stays within us, but we tend to put stuff on top of it so much so that we begin to lose the light from that divine spark. And so as you awaken, it's like you remove all of that, out of the way, and you begin, or you do it one at a time, you begin to see the light shine through again. And as the light it begins to illuminate through you, you begin to remember who you are, where you came from, why you're here, what your soul gifts are, what is your purpose, and how can you serve humanity? Why are you here? You begin to remember all of that. And I'm seeing hugely that happen at this time. So at the end of the transition or transmission, can't even talk, I'm gonna share a powerful prayer. It's called the Kabbalistic prayer. And within when you look at or what do you call it, the Kabbalistic tree of life, or what is known as the tree of life, you have the 10 sephiroth, right, which actually align with our energy centers on our bodies. So as you say this prayer, each of those prayer move through it, like goes through each of these power centers within us, ignite it, awaken it, so that we can, guess what, get back to our center. So I'm excited to share that at the end of the transmission. But for now, Go ahead and grab a glass of water, place it next to you as I will be bringing through the transition because transmission, remember, I keep saying the word transition. Transition. We are transitioning to the new, the month of May, which will bring its own energy. So we're gonna get to dance with, right? If you are in my Goddess Unleashed program, this is something that you know exactly what May is gonna bring you, what your challenges will be, what your tools are that you can use to move through your challenges, and who your soul is asking you to become. This is all part of Goddess Unleashed. So if you want to do the deeper work, come join it. Okay, send me a message and come join it. We would love to have you. Goddess Unleashed is my 12-month program. It's actually my 12-month membership of coming back home to yourself. It is a powerful awakening process and embodiment of the goddess within. We reactivate, or I should say, we polish that divine spark and allow it to shine as bright as it can. And also, I guide you through the embodiment of your light, which is very important. I feel like a lot of people get activations, but they don't know what to do afterwards. They don't know how to live in that high frequency or that high level from that, from that place. And so we see a lot of people being thrown out of balance after receiving such high frequencies. Well, I teach you how to fully integrate that and also embody and anchor that frequency so that you can walk on this planet as the true you. And also how that will feel. It's like, oh, look at, I'm in this new energy now, right? And you get to navigate that in a group with me as your guide. It is powerful. So if you're ready to come home, but come back home to yourself and remember, then Goddess unleashes for you. Grab your glass of water, set it next to you, close your eyes, drop into your heart. Go ahead and take a deep breath in, into your body, into your heart. Just let go. Allow your shoulders to drop, kind of roll them back and drop. You can go ahead and stretch your neck. Open your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. Go ahead and call in your higher self to be fully present and embodied within your heart. There you go. And allow that light within your heart to begin to grow as you anchor. So send your channel all the way up into the heavens and anchor right into the heart of the divine or source. And bring your channel all the way down deep into the earth. And again, anchor it into the heart of the Divine Mother. And allow those two divine frequencies of divine light to merge within your heart space with your own divinity. Breathe into the space. And allow this light, this new light, to just expand all around you. There you go. You can even create a bubble of light from this place around you. Let it fill the room that you're in. Let it even expand further if you're comfortable. Remember who you are. Do you remember who you are? Karnomuk oro shidia nak arndea mormo shidia ranatea oro shoromo goria shidia darandasa oro. Moving into the mental body and releasing anything that might hold you back from receiving your truth, receiving your light of your origin now. Goria shitiya naranahia haranea mokoroshia mokoria shoro no no goria shia nara haria sho poromoya tia. Taro shoromoya, taro moshiya, Keep taking deep breaths into your body. Ari shoromoya, Ari shoria akarnati sho, oromoya haranatia, shoria shidia nakaria doromoya, mai sho koria shomia, tarasa akareni kia shono, Korea shitia tara sa ak aromoidia tere shirenia karia shoromokoia makare shituoria nakarandatia moria shororo oro shitia akare sho ta shena kia toromoia tia oromoshia oromoshia shorokia Tara shidia, mokia shidia, tara sharia, mokia shoromuia dia. Take a deep breath in here. Oromo. Shoo, 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 shoo. Oromo. As we now just smooth over your energy field. As we now anchor, lock, and seal this frequency of your true origins on every level of your being, in every cell within your body, oh, within your mental body, emotional body, and spiritual body, and mental body. There we go. Hormo, Tarasara, Doro, Soro, 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 shoot. Take a deep breath in here and out. Ah. Take a deep breath in, and this time I want you to hold at the top. Hold, allowing the life frequencies to anchor, lock, and seal on every level of your being now. And let go. It is done. It is done. It is done. By the power of three, a perfect trinity, it is done. And now, the Kabbalistic prayer. Be favorable unto me. O ye powers of the kingdom divine, may glory and eternity be in my left and right hands so that I may attain to victory. May piety and justice restore my soul to its original purity. May understanding and wisdom divine conduct me to the imperishable crown. Spirit of Malkuth, Thou who has labored and has overcome, set me in the path of good. Lead me to the two pillars of the temple, to Joaquin and Boaz, that I may rest upon them. Angels of Netzach and of old, make ye my feet to stand firmly on Yesod. Angel of Gedulah, console me. Angel of Geburah, strike if it must be so, but make me stronger, so that I may become worthy of the influence of Tifereth. O angel of Bina, give me light. O angel of Chokmah, give me love. O angel of Kether, confer upon me faith and hope. Spirits of the Yatsiratic world, withdraw me from the darkness of Isaiah. O luminous triangle, O luminous triangle of the world of Bria, cause me to see and understand the mysteries of Yetzirah and Azaluth. O holy Ledeshin, O ye Ishim, assist me by the name Shaddai. O ye cherubim, give me strength through Adonai. O B'nai Elohim, be brother unto me in the name of Zasbaoth. O Elohim, fight for me by the holy tetragrammaton. O Melakim, protect me through Jehovah. O Seraphim, give me holy love in the name Eloah. O Hasmalim, enlighten me by the torches of Eloi and Shekinah. O Aralim, angels of power, sustain me by Adonai. O Ophanim, 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 forget me not and cast me not out of the sanctuary. O Hayoth HaKadosh, cry aloud as an eagle, speak as a man, roar and bellow. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Shaddai, Adonai, Jehovah, Eye, Ashe, Eye. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Tetragrammaton. 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 Amen. May the light be with you all. Be kind to each other. Love each other and be compassionate towards yourself and others. From my heart to yours, until next time, have a wonderful week. Goodbye.